Hi, this is Jim Eisenach, Editor-in-Chief of Anesthesiology, to tell you about a few interesting articles in the September issue. A practical problem that we all face after the induction of anesthesia is whether to administer neuromuscular blockers. Neuromuscular blockers are commonly used to facilitate endotracheal intubation, but some argue traditionally that we should ventilate the lungs first to assure that we can provide ventilation before administering muscle relaxation. In this month's issue, there's a very interesting and well-done study looking at the effects of neuromuscular blockade in patients with normal airways on ventilation following the induction of anesthesia. What they observed quite interestingly was that rocuronium had no effect on ventilation, didn't make it better, didn't make it worse. But the succinylcholine improved ventilation. And by using a very clever endoscopy technique, they were able to show that succinylcholine by muscle fasciculations of the soft palate actually opened the upper airway. This doesn't mean, of course, that we should administer neuromuscular blockers to all patients following induction of anesthesia prior to ventilation. But a very well done editorial puts this work into perspective. On a less practical but also interesting note, the cover art for the journal features Claude Bernard and his contributions to modern concepts and theories of anesthesia. In the 19th century, there were two philosophical camps, one that suggested that all life was mechanical, the Newtonian idea that we were, in essence, very complex machines, and another called vitalist, said that there was something vital or unique about living organisms. Claude Bernard was a vitalist, and he was interested in the phenomenon of anesthesia to prove that there was a vital substance. As such, he did some pioneering work to show the potency of anesthetics and their action on living things, including plants. We don't think very much about plants being anesthetized, but in fact, many of the actions of anesthetics are appropriate to plants as well. There's a very nice brief historical review of Claude Bernard's contributions to anesthesia theory, as well as an editorial. So take a look at some practical information and some theoretical but interesting information in the journal. In addition to these things, there's an article on oral magnesium to prevent sore throat after surgery, point-of-care testing in coagulopathy in patients after bypass, and anesthesia during infancy and its effects, or in this case, lack of effect, on academic development. There's much to enjoy this month's issue of Anesthesiology.